I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Once you're fully immunized with the COVID-19 vaccine, it's a good time for renewed focus on making your overall health and well-being a top priority. Dr. Alicia Brownfield is here to talk about catching up on addressing health and mental health concerns, including health issues that have cropped up in recent months during the pandemic. Dr. Brownfield is an associate professor and general internist at MUSC. Dr. Brownfield, what are some of the health issues that you're seeing in your practice related to stress or other circumstances or disruptions during the pandemic?
I think about it in terms of past, present, and future health. So past may be any chronic health issues you brought into the pandemic that need to be addressed. Present would be new issues, including mental health issues. And then future would be prevention. What do we need to do to keep you healthy in the future?
What mental health and behavioral health type issues have surfaced for some individuals during the pandemic, which might need to be addressed now?
We know that the incidence of mental health disorders like general anxiety disorder, major depressive disorder, substance abuse, including excess alcohol use, and isolation and loneliness have definitely happened as a result of the pandemic. And we know that in particular with major depressive disease, there's an intersection between that and things like diabetes and coronary artery disease that can be deadly. So we definitely want to address all of those things.
And how can a primary care provider help with these types of issues?
Primary care providers are actually trained to help, in particular with generalized anxiety disorder and major depressive disorder. And if there are issues that need to be addressed by specialists, your primary care provider is a good person to talk with to see if a referral needs to be made, and they would help to coordinate that care.
What about catching up on managing chronic health conditions? What's on the to-do list in this scenario?
Many people have been trying to keep up with their chronic conditions through telehealth visits, and these can be very good, particularly in a pandemic. But now that we're a little over a year out, we know there are some things we really need to be doing in the office. So things like foot exams and eye exams for diabetics, checking blood pressures, measuring labs, making sure that your heart and vascular prevention are also up to date.
What other preventive tests or health screenings might we need to catch up on?
Several categories of preventive health screenings may have been delayed because of the pandemic. One of these are cancer screenings, and we are very concerned that there might be an excess number of cancer deaths in the future because people have put off getting these important cancer screenings done. The other is vaccines, and of course, people are very well aware of the COVID vaccine, but other common vaccines that adults need, things like tetanus boosters, the shingles vaccine. We know that we want people to wait about 2 weeks after their last COVID vaccine to get caught up, but it's a good time to review those vaccines with your primary care provider and get these done as well.
Dr. Brownfield, thanks for providing this information about catching up on addressing health issues.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.